It's time for the Other Three Amigos podcast with Damien Sheenan, Wayne Mullins, and Declan McCormack. Three lads, one podcast. Tweet us on Twitter using the hashtag TOTAP. Buy the lads a cup of coffee by clicking the support link in the description.
Episode 13 of the Other Three Amigos podcast is here. On this week's show, Queenstown giving Cork City the once over and declaring war on the county. I christen you Brunson O'Brien Whitmarsh. Just the one running for the Cork City FC board. Transfer rumours and a missing €250 from our petty cash. What's going on with Beats? One word answers, MVP, our new 945 Live is launched, and much more on this week's The Other Three Amigos podcast. Welcome along to you, and you, and you, and you, 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 you. Episode 13, that number is unlucky for some, not so unlucky for two of us, quite unlucky for one of us. We will talk to him in a few minutes. He looks really angry, and it's not down to the Cove match. Welcome to Tappers. It's the Other Three Amigos podcast with myself, Damien Sheenan. In the other corner, it's Wayne Mullins.
How are we?
And good, Wayne. You're not angry tonight, really.
I was earlier, but no, I'm actually. Dickie's fuming.
Let's head to the angry amigo. Let's call him El Diablo tonight. It's Declan McCormack.
Gentlemen, how are we?
You might hear that Declan sounds like he is a pilot of an airplane, but he's not. It's just we're having a few microphone issues tonight. If you would like to buy Declan a new microphone, please hit us up, as he is an influencer and he will talk all about your microphone. If you are a sound store, you sell microphones, Declan Brian Fantana he'll do your microphone. This is your pilot, Declan McCormack. We are currently flying over Cork City at 50,000 feet. Anyway, New York Shamrock Soccer Club, go USA. Wayne got a jersey. Tell me about this jersey, Wayne.
It's a lovely jersey. It's because they sponsored us, about 3 or 4 weeks ago?
They did, yeah. Shamrock Soccer.
I think this is why we spiked in the US charts there last week. I think the whole of New York Shamrock Soccer Club were listening to us.
Soccer?
Yeah.
So you got a jersey off them?
John Reardon, yeah. City fan.
Okay.
Sent it over.
So far, Declan has got a jersey off Cork City. Wayne has got a jersey off the NY Shamrock Soccer Club. And I'm sitting here in a vest. What's going on here?
You're buying all the merchandise, so.
Well, tonight we are sponsored by the Cork Concerned Citizens. We will just get through some general club news. It's the news. The Cork City Women's manager, Ronan Collins, leaves for personal reasons last week. So after we had the pod last week, and 2 days later, Ronan stepped down. I can tell you that he was hired in 2018 on an interim basis, and then spent the previous 2 years coaching the girls' academy in the under his spell in charge. The side finished fifth in 2018 and 19, and they got to the FAI Cup final. Players left this year, which didn't make it easier for him. They're currently bottom of the league, and everyone wishes Ronan the best of luck. Plenty of the Cork City FC women's staff and players were speaking highly of him, so it does look like he's going to be missed there. They had no game last weekend, so one game this weekend, and then nothing again for 2 weeks, so it is a good time for them to make a change. There are rumours linking Stephen Christopher with a move from Galway. Galway fans are not happy that he hasn't got a look in under John Caulfield this season, and there's rumours that he may be joining Cork City as a replacement for Corey Galvin, possibly. There are going to be 600 fans in allowed at the Cabin Teely game, and we will discuss all that later on. Do you have any of the... There's one there with thanks to the feedback on last week, both plus and minus. Now, I'm sorry, but I've been working all day, and I'm not too sure who put that in there. What is it?
Jesus Christ.
Did no one put it in?
I know it was put in there. It was just in relation to the feedback that we got off women's piece last week.
Someone is very rattled tonight. Oh, Dickie. Never changed.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Just if you want to just put a footnote on something like that in future, or, you know, just to...
Or maybe just, if you wanted to read in docs before you showed up to record
it. Three times.
This is probably going to be the heaviest bleep episode of them all. This is the big one. This is the bleep.
Just sit back now.
I'll tell you, we always try and come up with a word for the name of a podcast. So we're going through some of the words that I said. I think we know it. Parental advisory required. Is there anyone want to take up any of the information that was there in some of the club news? Anything of interest?
Just the Stephen Christopher one is slightly interesting if it does happen. We have reached out to all our people in the know and nobody's telling us anything. So we have no idea if it's right, wrong, true or false.
Could be the new player last week, Brunson or Brian Whitmarsh, wasn't it?
he's hot we stuff.
Have that, I have that down as well. But, Stephen Christopher is actually, so he played with Cove Ramblers and then he made the move to Galway. But this year he hasn't got a look in at all. He is obviously from Cork. I can tell you that I've played football against him in a five-a-side. Now, this was many, many years ago. I reckon he was about 14, okay? And I was big and fat, just like I am now. And I remember it was in Leisureplex and he was coming to me with the ball. And no, I swear to God, all I did was blink. All I did was blink. I closed my eyes for like half a millisecond and he wasn't in front of me. So I then, now,
are
I'm
you
not
sure you
saying,
weren't playing centre back in Cove the other night?
Yeah. I'm not saying that obviously that makes him an amazing player, but my God, and I'll never forget it. And I was just like, Jesus.
He was good at Cove and he was good at Galway last year. He got a couple of crucial goals for Galway towards the end of last season. Late goals. If he brought goals from midfield, that's something we could, like, I mean, we need goals from everywhere and anywhere, but I mean, if we could add a player who could get a couple of goals from midfield, then that would be great. As I said, we've reached out to our people in the know and none of them have come back with anything even remotely interesting or concrete. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens, you know.
Do we have to lay a beat down on these or in the knows? Because that's disappointing, Declan, isn't it?
It is, to be honest. Like, you know, it's very hard to be the reporter in the field when nobody will tell you anything. Like,
Brian Fontana should have his sources.
Nobody knows. And that has to be a good thing because there was a time when everybody knew exactly what was happening in Cork City. So, you know, if things have tightened up and people don't know, then, you know, that has to be a good thing in a way.
Well, Declan, I mean, you took out €250 in petty cash for your source. You know, the lads, I'm taking some money there to pay my source. And you've come back with nothing and no money. What's going on?
No money, a broken microphone, no information. But I had a great couple of nights down the f***ing lane behind the bus station, so I was fine, like, you know.
With a sock, I might add. I meant to say, the most important question of the week is Liam Boss in the Dutch division. Wayne,
it's over, but he's got a new contract.
They gave him a new contract.
Well, it was actually about 3 weeks ago.
What?
And he's currently on vacation contract? In Greece.
You're stalking his Instagram.
My sources.
Yeah,
with better sources than Becky, I tell you.
Well, we may be replacing Brian Fontana with yourselves. I'm Ron Burgundy because I'll read everything. Brick, our champ, I reckon. Champ is probably would be best for you. We're going to get you a Stetson. There's some off-the-field news. I suppose last week we mentioned that the BOM, who liked the social media post about players not being treated right. Declan, you did have a bit of a rant saying, you know, go out and do something about it. It seems like they did, Declan. How does that feel?
I mean, so as I said, I was the one who said, by all means, you can like the social media post about players not being treated correctly, but you have to have a look into it or you have to do something about it. Rumour says they did, so... Fair play to them, you know.
Well, personal reasons is what we were told. Look, so
I mean, I left plenty of jobs for personal reasons. So,
you know. I suppose just the AGM is coming up very soon on the 9th of June. Every year, we look for people to stand forward for the board of management. It's not for everybody, but it looks like. Looks like here, have we got inside information? Declan Carey looks like he's going to be running for the election again, but no one else is running for board. Is that right, lads?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Is this official news?
Official news, yeah.
Is it in the public
domain? Do you not read your Forest emails, Damien, no?
But it's not supposed to be kept like quiet. I'm just distancing myself from your comments here now.
Like, here's the thing, no, Wayne, and I understand what you're saying and whatnot, like, but I mean, people deserve to know who's going to be on the board of management of the football club. I don't see how that's a big Forest thing.
Look, I just fully want to comply with the Forest rules here, Decky, you know?
Decky's, so come here. If you're in Forest, you can send you can email details of board member me or board of management meeting minutes, you know, and there's no issue. So, like, I really don't understand why people get their knickers in.
You have to expand on that one, Declan.
You can't speak about Forest this and Forest that. Like, the idea of confidentiality in Forest went out the window a long time ago. Like,
there's so, four, I mean, or 5 million.
And there's fifth beep.
You know, who's counting? Who cares? Like, you know,
I'm counting your beeps. But
yeah,
go on,
that's fair enough. Look, Declan Carey's continuing on the board of management, and nobody else is going forward for election. I personally don't see how saying that is allowing any cats out of.
I do find it surprising though, if that is true, allegedly, that no one is standing, considering the heavy hitters who were anti-Grovemore have suddenly just disappeared.
Well, here's what I think around that is, next year, four people step down from the board. And if you want to take over the board, you don't go in when there's only one or two spaces. You wait until there's four.
That's showing you have an agenda.
Anyway, we're going to move on because what Forest members are you, lads? Because we are going to be, you know, we're going to be put into some sort of concentration camp, I reckon.
I genuinely don't care, you know. And that's me being honest. And that's not me being confrontational or...
Well, you know, in a half an hour, I'll be like, lads, delete that part, will you?
No, no. I never bought... Confidentiality died when those emails were sent, you know. Everything else after that is complete nonsense.
I suppose just about. Explain that for the non-Forest members who would not know what we're talking about. So there's I suppose we have a lot of people listening to us, tens of tens actually, and they might not know what we're talking about. A couple of years ago, there were emails sent out from Forest members with confidential emails in them to people who were not even in Forest. So that's what we're talking about there. Am I right, Declan?
Previous board of management members emailed both Forest members and non-Forest members minutes from board of management meetings, and the point of the minutes was to try and show up Declan Carey.
Allegedly.
And that's what happened. Allegedly. Anything you want to put on it, that's what happened.
On the grapevine.
You know, and
I hope you enjoyed our podcast, guys. After 13 episodes, it's been great. I hope you really enjoyed it. It is probably going to be the last one. The expanded streaming service is now available, which is basically where you can put adverts on. Now, we've emailed the club. Declan, do you want to take it on further on this one?
Yeah, we just emailed the club after the FAI announcement this morning, Tuesday morning. We emailed the club just to find out whether the plan was to add those services, add our own cameras and expand on the Pixelot service, or whether we were intending to just remain with the Pixelot service. And as of now, we haven't had a reply, so... We don't know, but as soon as they do come back to us,
we'll
let people know through our social media channel.
And on that, did we email any other clubs as a matter of interest?
We emailed other League of Ireland clubs about other different matters, but we didn't, not in regards to the Pixelot service.
And did they get back to us?
Of four, two came back to us and two haven't come back to us.
That's interesting.
Stay tuned.
Wayne, have you any thoughts on that?
Not really. No, I don't have any.
The Evening Echo published an article yesterday, and
I do have a point on this, all right, though. This next point, I do have a view on this.
Oh, I'm sure you do. The Evening Echo, and basically they called Ben Owen O'Brien Whitmarsh Brunson O'Brien Whitmarsh. They got a few things wrong, actually. I'm just going to say, right, before, and I've stayed out of this. Because if you look at last week's tweet, when I said, make sure you proofread everything, I forgot the or. And it's still there live, but it does say, make sure you proofread everything. So
I didn't even see that.
Nobody noticed, right? Nobody noticed. And I can't say anything.
Yeah, but we're not journalists. You know, blame the writer.
Well, me and you
are. Because the writer made a mistake. Fair enough. It's like predictive text. Who's proofreading this?
Well, me and you aren't journalists. On the other hand, Ryan
it was Decky saw it first. He saw it first.
He did.
And he replied, thinking he was replying from his own personal account.
And look, I don't mind admitting that, because I wouldn't have used the F word in a tweet from the Totap account, only that I thought I was tweeting from my own account. But the point remains, like, who is Brunson O'Brien Whitmarsh, you know? How is it not proofread? I always believed there was editing and sub-editing and all these things before they were put live. And as Scotty pointed out, the Echo are the club's media partners. I mean, do we not expect standards from our media partners? I mean, and I don't care who wrote the article. It makes no difference to me because the Echo have been writing terrible articles about Cork City for a number of years, you know. We all remember the John McHale years. And it's just,
allegedly.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like we've three look, people writing the same article for the club. You know what I mean?
So Graham Cummins writes, Babs O'Connell, you've John O'Shea writes articles. Dennis has moved to the Examiner. So are they the three? Dylan O'Connell may write for it as well. He writes every now and
fair,
again.
John O'Shea writes, actually, yeah. To be fair, John O'Shea writes on Cove Ramblers for the Echo. So what you had Saturday night was John O'Shea doing his Cove Ramblers, his report from a Cove Ramblers point of view. And then you had Graham and Barbara O'Connell doing stuff from Cork City point of view. I actually like Graham Cummins' stuff. I think he gives a unique insight because he was a player and he knows the game and he knows the things inside out. He made a very interesting point about when we scored against Galway. We allowed Galway to restart the game 40 seconds after we scored. Why weren't we slowing the game down? Why were we so fast back in position? We had just gone one up, you know, and it's things like that that are interesting. So he always does his opinion piece, and Barbara O'Connell did a piece on what she saw at the game, but she was factually incorrect on three different occasions within the article.
Even the title of it's a bit shocking to see Cork City so far off the pace in the first division. It's a bit much for media partners, official. It's not a fanzine, yeah, you know what I mean?
I suppose, like, you know, they're not lying. What?
I understand that, but from an official media partner, I think it's a bit, I don't know, maybe.
Well, I mean, the Examiner, did anyone see Harry Hannan from Warmley, Bristol in England, who's wrote into the Examiner? No, I didn't think people actually wrote into these kind of things anymore. I always thought these were made up. But Harry Hannan said, the decline of Cork City FC is disgraceful. As an exiled Corkonian, I'm appalled by the gradual decline in the fortunes of Cork City FC. Does anybody care anymore? It is apparent that the side is lacking creativity and a proven goal scorer. Why were these signings not made at the start of the season? It is nothing short of a disgrace to see a huge club like City in this situation. I hope that the club gets its act together. And Harry put in big capital letters, ASAP, said Harry Hannan.
Come on, Harry.
Harry has
Thank
a
you,
point.
Harry, for that. Harry does point. Have a point.
Just get Harry on.
Know Harry. Does anyone know Harry?
Never heard of him.
He's not a Forest member.
I'd imagine he's elderly, age.
Yeah, I think, yeah. We'll Google him and have a look right now. We won't.
Well, I'll do it here. You can chat away for a while.
Have a look here and see.
Harry's listening. How are you doing, Harry? Nice. Thanks for listening. Like, you know, but look, just going back to the original point, media partners, the headline didn't bother me. The headline is spot on. Yes, it's shocking and whatnot. Board of management member came out to bat for the Examiner and told us not to get our knickers in a twist. I was like, why do you want to do that? Like, you know, why? They're our media partners. If they don't have enough respect for us to ensure that the information they're putting out there is correct. I mean, the article said we were second from bottom. We're not. We're only third from bottom. And it also said the last time we won away from home was in May 2019. It wasn't. It was
August.
August. No, they're only small things, but they are factually incorrect. And like, as I said, I just don't understand the club coming out to bat for the Echo and basically telling us to calm down, you know?
So, journalist to journalist. You know?
Speaking of press conferences.
And your reporter in the field, Brian Fantana.
Brian Fantana, tell us about the press conference this week, Brian.
Week off. No press conference.
It's a week off. There was no press conference.
No. Brian.
And there's your report. Oops. There's your report.
And your reporter in the field, Brian Fantana.
Thank you for that, Brian. Wayne, have you got some information on Harry Hannan?
No, it's all LinkedIn profiles for people in Ireland, but he's in the UK, isn't he?
You don't want to click on someone's LinkedIn profile because they know you looked at them, then they'll know. Yeah, okay.
It's awkward.
you're not too sure if they're paying for premium. I better not click on them. Anyway, we played Cove Ramblers at the weekend. No, okay. The end of the match, it was good to see So remember that session I was telling you about, lads? The lads?
Yeah.
The lads, yeah? They made it. And you could see that a lot of them were on the back wall. It was lovely to see. Now, they were being patrolled by our staff members, of course. They were watching them in case, I don't know, in case they...
Who couldn't wear the masks properly, by the way.
Yeah, in case the guys shouted something, maybe. I don't know. At the end of the match, they were shouting, "You're not fit to wear the shirt," at the players as they came along. That was due to us losing 1-0 to Cove, who decided to really rub it in our faces with the whole Carcass, Claret and Blue. We played a 3-5-2. Firstly, lads, thoughts on the match? I'm going to go to you, Declan.
Like, what? I don't know. Like, I'm lost for words, actually. I'm just going, like, how do you put it? What way do you put it? I mean, it's... Cove are terrible, like. I don't care what anybody says. Cove are a terrible football side, like. A terrible football side. And they beat us the other night because we were bloody worse, you know?
Well, oh, you've swore enough times all right tonight, Declan. Don't be shy of cursing. Oh, my God.
That is one of the worst results in our history, without doubt.
One of the worst results in our history,
without doubt, like, because this is Cove Ramblers. You know, this is the first division. It's not like they're on a mad run in the Premier Division. It's shocking, terrible, shit, horrendous. Like, it's terrible, actually, yeah.
I'm just going to enjoy all the editing tomorrow, lads. Thanks for that.
Yeah, and like, I mean, you spoke there, the lads on the wall singing, you know, "You're not fit to wear the shirt." And this came up, I don't know, was it 3 or 4 issues ago? And you asked myself and Wayne about that particular song. And we both said, look, it should probably never be sang. It's a little bit over the top. I'd have sang it myself Friday night, to be honest, if I was there. Like, I'm never going to criticise those lads. Like, they were there. It and was... what was worse, because I only watched the end of it again 20 minutes before we started recording. None of the City players acknowledged those guys on the wall. They walked across the pitch over to the gate around, and then
did they not clap the fans at the end of the match?
No. Then the stream stopped. So maybe as they walked across the car park in front of the wall, they did. But up to the time the stream stopped, none of them had. Young Kian Bargary was the only one at the final whistle who reacted in a way that was that he was pissed off. He kicked the advertising hoardings twice and he snapped out his shin pads and hopped his shin pads off the floor. That young fella was pissed. He was the only one of them. The rest of them were just walking around, shrugging their shoulders. Didn't matter. Who cares? Like, it's fine. Doesn't matter a shit, like, you know, it's grand.
So Heaven came in for Brunson at the, and we're going to call him Brunson for the rest of his life. Heaven came in for Brunson. Like, Wayne, what do you think went wrong? Did he get it wrong? Because were we going to win if Hakkinen didn't come off and McLeay came on?
It doesn't matter shit. It's the first division. You put these players in the pitch and they got to show some sort of energy, determination, passion, pride, like. It's bollocks, really. I'm actually getting angry again now with this, because put the ball in the net, like, it's not that difficult. Playing Cove Ramblers, this isn't playing Derry away, where we're, oh, we go for a nil-all draw, or, oh, we lost 1-0, it's grand, we're up in Derry. This is Cove Ramblers. It's shite.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for it. And, like, I know you can't, you're saying you can't blame the players. Of course you can. You can blame the manager too. Everyone is to blame, from top to bottom, bottom to top, everyone is to blame.
Okay.
Absolutely every single person, that team, squad, back office, everybody.
The whole lot.
Get your finger out of your arse now and get this shit sorted.
Jackie, what about yourself? What went wrong?
What went right? I mean, like, nothing went
right.
We
had to pause twice.
So everything went wrong. Yeah, but I mean, you hit the pause twice. I mean, Kieran Bargary is unlucky. Your man gets a good block and it hits the inside of the post. You could argue that maybe Garrod should have scored from where he was. But I tell you where it all started to go wrong. And that was in the second minute when Baxter had an absolute brilliant opportunity from the edge of the 6-yard box and he put it over the bar. He should have scored there. He scores there, we're 1-0 up, and it's a completely different night altogether, you know?
Is it though?
What really annoyed me is, like, Cove scored in the 62nd minute. There was 3 minutes of injury time at the end of the game. So we played 93 or 94 minutes of football. So there was 31 minutes played from the after Cove scored. In that 31 minutes from the time they scored, we had 4 attempts on goal. Alec Byrne put one over the bar. That's still probably rolling down the hill in Cove. It was so far over, right? Alec Byrne had another one blocked. Benwyn O'Brien Whitmarsh.
Brunson. Brunson.
Toe poked one that was on target. And in the 92nd minute, McGlade took a free kick from 35 yards. That was a shot on target, but I mean, it just bobbled into the keeper's right. hands.
Can you ask what's going to happen when the fans produced, come back?
That's what we produced in half an hour after being 1-0 down in the derby. Four efforts on goal. I just looked at it and goes like, these guys don't give a shit. Like, you know,
They're kind of a murder here. It's going to be carnage when the fans come back. The first game, fans
come back. Yeah,
Let me talk about it now.
Okay, my
That's
God.
The point I'm making here.
Yeah, right, okay.
No, I'm just serious.
Like, fight and talk.
The first game, fans are back, they'd all be all out of their comfort zone, nothing said. If we lose that game, there's going to be murder for it. Like,
do you think the lads, do you think they're absolutely shitting?
No, there's no fans
in front
there.
Of fans. No, but I'm on a boat. So the next match, Cabinteely at home.
But you know what? Go into pitch zone, get your contract, rip it up and walk away. Good luck
if you're not ready for it.
If you're not ready for it, piss off.
Do you think we should allow anyone that's not ready for it just to go?
I always have a nuclear option for all these kind of things, you know, so here's the thing, after the Galway game, it was evident in the piece that Colin did with Colm O'Sullivan after the Galway game, you could see it was the first time Colin was annoyed. He was trying to hide it, but you could see he was annoyed. He didn't even try and hide it after the Cove game. He was just pissed. And he didn't care who knew it. I'd send a few of them back. I genuinely would. I'd just go to the mall and say, look, if anybody can find a better deal, if you want to move on, there's the door.
Change our games to Sundays. Get a few, once you've seen league players, I know the away games are different. And just get by for the rest of the season. Piss the rest of the lads out.
These players are full-time. So our players train 4 days a week. So it's a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Sorry, 3 days a week in a game. They're full time. They're probably training more than any other team in the league, except for Shelburne and Galway are probably. I think they're full time as well. There's something not right. Like, what is it? Can anyone put their finger on?
I still think Healy is the man for it. I think he will get us out of it. He's just learning, and the summer window is big. If we can get players out, get them out, and just try something different. There's players there that they're not trying. The young fellas, I think, are fine. There's a few older players that they're not getting stuck in.
But are all the young players trying as well? I mean,
they're just not good enough, I'd say, you know? They're just...
Yeah, okay. We're not gonna attack any players right now.
No, we're not. This is a collective thing.
What is the crack with Stephen Beattie? So we started on the bench. Now, we obviously, everyone, the entire of Cork, were a buzzing for Stephen Beattie's return. We all had him in as a first team player, or this is where I want to see him. He's not getting his game. Anyone any ideas what's going on with Stephen Beattie?
It's a funny one because obviously when Hakkinen went off injured early the other night, what was that, 22 or 23 minutes, whatever it was, and he bought McGlade on, and he then, it was like the old John Caulfield thing of you make one sub and then you have to make three positional switches on the pitch to accommodate the one sub you're after making.
Yeah, whereas so, he could have brought on Stephen Beattie and played him.
Bargwee swaps sides, Gordon Walker goes back to centre-back, McGade comes on the left. And of course people are in the WhatsApp groups going, why the hell didn't he bring Beattie on? And some as well, you know, maybe Beattie doesn't have 70 minutes in him or 65 in the UK. Okay, no bother.
But when was that who you were talking about in the WhatsApp group? I was wondering.
When Cargill comes on with 15 minutes to go or whatever it was, then you're kind of going... Okay, what is the Beattie situation here? And what is the Beattie story? Maybe there's no situation, maybe there's no story. I don't know, but, you know, we had somebody...
He's not getting his game.
We had somebody very close to the club asking us from week one, week two, was Stephen Beattie Colin Healy signing? Did Colin Healy...
I remember that actually, Stephen Beattie?
Back when he signed it, you know, when he was signed, there was one person going... Are you sure Colin Healy wants Stephen Beattie? Is he a Colin Healy signing?
And we all laughed in his face.
Yeah, we did. We all laughed. Like, I mean, we literally laughed at the man, like, you know.
Obviously, I'd have a small bit of knowledge on this. He is. Okay, so look, falling off the goal, we didn't pick up anything. Why didn't we pick up? Are we going to even talk about this anymore? We lost 1-0. It's a disgrace. The absolute bollocks, it says here. Cove are awful and we just can't score. Do we really want to harp on about it? Or is it just time to just move on?
Be happy, move on.
The whole be happy thing never sits well with me, to be honest.
No, we're not going to be happy. You're talking to Declan McCormack. Be happy? I mean, come on, Wayne.
Colin said to the press one thing that he didn't think there was any danger that the fans would give the players lip or hassle or whatever word you want to use at the Cabin Teely game, and he'd be very disappointed if they did.
They won't, because it's their first game back.
Give it a game or two
and it'll be different.
Oh, no, yeah. The third home game is just going to be blue murder if things are still going the way they're going.
But these players could need a crowd as well. Might see different players. You never know.
Maybe. If they don't win that Cabin Teely game, Colin will be very disappointed by the crowd reaction at the end of the game if that's the way he sees things. Because
I hope they shout these one-word answers at the end of a match. Every week we put up a one-word. We want you to put in one word to describe the match. Shame. Heartbreaking. The newly verified blue tick David Kent said supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which he counts as one word. I'll give you that. Yera. Contumelious. Hopeless. Worse. Passion. Impotent. And thanks, Colin Kavanagh. I actually put what it means in there. That's fine.
Floxinosinihilipilification.
I'll try and say it, but I floxinosinihilipilification. Which is the action or habit of estimating something as worthless. Clusterfuckery. Unacceptable. Sunk. Speechless. Boring. Agomphious. Predictable. Lamentable. Repugnant. Shazbad. Muck. Wall. Scuttery. Crummy. Ignominy. Strana. Comorbidity. Awful. Reflection. Pathetic. Macabre. Laughable. Grim, Reaper, undeserved, egregious, disband the club, embarrassing, AUL five-ish, Genk, embarrassing, ball draining, ramshackle, oofawsuck, wouldn't score in a whorehouse, and langballs. Give me a word, Decky, that you enjoyed.
I actually like Ufosuk there, the old bit of Osquelig as well.
Ufosuk, yes, that's the one. I was picking that as well. Ufosuk. We don't get enough Irish. Yeah. Wayne, what will your word?
We go Ufosuk as well.
My God, all three of us have agreed on one word to describe the match. Ufosuk. Do you know what Ufosuk means?
Terrible, isn't it? Horrible, horrible.
Terrible. We ran.
The other three amigos MVP.
We did apologise for this. Okay, we apologised.
He's shaking his head at the time.
He's shaking his head. He still doesn't believe we ran it. We have to run this poll every single week. It's just something we committed to. And this was the one where we kind of said, no, we're not running it. And in the end, we went with it. We put up four people. George Heaven, Gerald Morrissey, Alec Brown, and Cian Bargary. 57% of people went for Cian Bargary. There was other people, you know, we were getting the whole delete this tweet kind of thing. Underneath, picked Bargary purely for the first 30 minutes. Someone said, I abstain from voting this week. we have to put it up. We put it up. Now, Cian Bargary, yeah, based on the first, was he the MVP, lads?
He's a decent player. I said he was young Billy Woods, to be honest, I think.
Yes, I do like Cian Bargary. I think he's actually very good, actually. He puts in a bit of good graft. Guaranteed, he'll put in a graft for you.
He's the first name of the team sheet for me, anyway.
I would agree with you. I think so. What about yourself, Dick?
No, I'd agree. Of all the young fellas, he's the one who seems to have the brightest future at the moment, anyway. You know.
He's got a great throw, hasn't he?
Dan Murray enjoys him, anyway. Right?
So it's going to be a short pod. So we have a word from our sponsors of the show, who are, of course, the Cork Concerned Citizens. Roll it there, Roisin.
Come here. Where did all the money go? Sure isn't your man Kerry on a huge wage out there now for being chairman? Does the cool fella still organise all the buses now for the teams? How many fuel cards do they have out there now? So come here to me. Aren't they due 1.5 million now when your man when the Nemo lad makes his debut for Ireland? Cork Concerned Citizens. We're not nosy. We're just concerned.
Welcome back. It is part two. Now, you may have heard last Friday night, here's what happened. I had a few drinks. Okay. I was drinking. I was drinking myself.
I think we all did.
I was drinking. I was drinking heavily on Friday night. And I was sitting down. I was actually in Dunnock's house, the Friday night amigo. I was pumping him full of alcohol so his tweets would be even better than they normally are. And what happened is I looked at Dunnock's junior, Jack O'Donoghue, and I noticed, like, there was, like, I looked in an air and I could see through the other side of his head, it was a massive space. And then I thought Twitter Spaces. And we ran 945 Live on Twitter Spaces. What it was is basically, it's like a radio show. After a match, you're going to have myself, Wayne, and Decky. Now, Decky, we're going to teach him how to unmute himself. Okay, he was there last week. He just decided to sit back as a listener. We were joined last week with Kevin Quirk, James Goodwin joined us, Cian O'Callaghan, and there was someone else as well, I think, wasn't there?
There was about 12 people on it, 13, wasn't there?
No, but I'm just speaking. There was a few people joined us speaking. And then there was people listening as well. I think at one stage there was 50 or 60 people listening to us. So we're going to trial it. We're going to trial it Friday night again. So at 9:40, so get this, 9:45, 9:40, someone did say to me, what's the 9:45 about? So I had to say, I swear to God.
Name and shame. We have to name and shame him. he's running a club. No one running shit.
I just want to make sure it was him. Just a second. Was it him? Well, I hope so. Let me just.
You can't retract it now.
No, I'm going to just make sure. I'm just going to make sure it was
him. He's going to edit this, guarantee.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, it was him, yeah. What's the 9:40 is what he said. So 9:45. Oh, I can show you there, lads. So see, it's there. Oh, yeah. So it was him. But yeah, so like, think 5 Live, that's on BBC, except it's 9:45. And we'll talk about the match that's just been on. Now, this Friday, there's no match. So we'll just be like, hello, it's me, Damien. I'm joined by Wayne. Hello, Declan.
But it's just, we need to try it. So if people could give us 15 minutes Friday night that we can and work through any kicks that might pop up and things like that so that we can do it the following Friday night.
It's a good concept because by the time it starts, when we're back at games, they'll be in their cars by then.
Yes.
Driving
and you won't be able to listen.
They'll be able to listen. So that's the whole point of it.
So it'll be 15 minutes every Friday night. Now, we were always talking about emergency pods and we joke about it saying, oh, let's get on an emergency pod. This is literally like a little pod and we'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to say you'll be able to have your say basically of what you thought of the match. You can jump in as a speaker and give your thoughts on what we're currently talking about. Or you can just say, and listen, just think of a radio show just for Cork City FC after their matches. Yeah. And let all the other media follow what we're doing.
If you act about it, you're barred.
Exactly. Well, you're kicked out. You're kicked out of our space. Get out of our space.
Can I just point one thing out, Damien? You said 15 minutes a match there. There's no way it only lasts 15 minutes. I'm telling you, no. There's no way.
My old doll will have an absolute banger if she, like, I mean, that's 15 minutes.
But I told her, you're only working.
It'll be three times longer than our lovemaking.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, I mean, I'm going to get 9 minutes. Okay, that's what we're looking at. All right, about 9 minutes. Anyway, so...
yeah, I'm just happy to move on now anyway.
We will, of course, be live with a match then in the Cabinteely game. Wayne, you brought up earlier on, even though it was down here. What do you think the reception towards Healy is going to be in the players and in the board of management even, Wayne?
No, I think it'll be fine to start. I think applause. Even at the end of the game, I think people will be okay. But I think once they get used to it, they'll start getting annoyed. They'll get angry. And if we lose to Cabinteely, it could get nasty. You don't know. It depends where they're situated. Do they put them in the shed? Are you behind the Donny Ford? Where are you? It depends where you are. But it could get a bit of... tasty,
Declan, the free ticket that you got, the golden tickets with the jerseys and the hand jobs and the programs and all that stuff you got. Will you be attending that match?
I don't know. Look, we were at the games last year, so unfortunately, I'd imagine we'd probably be at them this year as well. you know, can't catch a break.
Have any of you got a season card?
Sorry. No.
Have you got a season card?
I didn't know because of the 100 Club membership. I didn't.
Oh, that's why you didn't get one.
Oh.
Well, and when do you have a season card? Season tickets anyway. I just pay every
after,
night at the gate.
After my rant at the start of the season, I couldn't really go. Yeah. I have a ticket, lads. Yeah.
No way. We are not buying season tickets. They're never going to be in. Do mind us. What a waste of money. And then we're all kind of going, oh, shit. No. But I think there
well,
were.
Well, no, I'm a Forest member, so like I should be in line for tickets if one season.
Okay, so here's what I think is going to happen. This, I think that this match is obviously for season card holders, and there are about 500 of them, and you'll include the 100 people who are working at the match, the volunteers. So I think that's where your 600 is going to come in for the Cavatini. Then in August, the plan is a 1,600 people at a match. I think that's what they're going to be allowed. It will be season card holders first, then you'll have Forest members will get offered tickets, and then season card holders, Forest holders and season card holders from last year who didn't get to attend the match will be given the next preference. After that is Forest members, and I don't know what's going to happen after that. So that's what I think is going to happen. So it's for the 1,600 will be season card holders from this year, Forest members and season card holders from 2020. After that is Forest members, and after that is season ticket holders 2020, and then after that's the public, the Joe Soaps. I think that's what's going to happen.
That's good, isn't it? There's nothing wrong with that.
No. I'm not going to lie, lads. I can't wait. I know they're playing terrible and everything, and it's terrible. I just can't wait to see
them. We'd have to wait until it's actually back to normal nearly, you know?
I'm not going to lie. I was going to buy a season card, lads. I was going to just suck it up and say, right. But I just won't give them the sot of it. I'd prefer now just to stand up and say, no, I am not buying a season card. I'm not. No. I'm going to just go on. No, I haven't. I haven't, but I really want.
Agree with you. I think, like, and that's why, like, as Wayne has said, made the first game, the second game, people would just be so happy to be back. They probably get a little bit they get away with it for a little bit. But once you start into the third or fourth home game, if we're still performing then the way we're performing now, I can't see anything but all hell breaking loose. And I think it breaks loose in the players. I think it breaks loose in the management. I think it breaks loose in the board of management. I think just anybody connected with Cork City, I think at that stage, just better batten down the hatches and be prepared for what may come. And I do believe that. And it's unfortunate. But look, this time 2 years ago, we were playing Europa League football. We're now third from bottom in the bloody first division. And you've got to remember, there'll be a lot of people going back into Turner's Cross who weren't there at all last season, who haven't been there this season. So the last time that they were in Turner's Cross, they were watching a Premier Division club. They were watching a club who was in Europe. They were watching a club who was coming off the back of winning an FAI Cup the year before. And know what's going to be presented to those people as they filter back in, you know. The culture shock could be huge for people.
If you ever want to be depressed,
I was just going to say.
Christ, I'm sitting here kind of going, oh my God. Oh my God.
And here's
serious?
One other thing. Can I just point one other thing out?
Tip us over the edge there, go on.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll just get a knife. 1 second.
No. It's just in relation to performance and players and all those kind of things. We're watching on Pixelot cameras at the moment. The camera follows the ball, so we see a very, very narrow spectrum of what's actually happening in a game. Once we get back live, we're going to be able to see the effort off the ball. We're going to be able to see who's doing what off the ball. We're going to be able to see all those things again. People's attitudes might change very quickly. They may go from negative to positive, say this is a very hard working side, things aren't just going their way, they just need a break, etc. Or they may become more negative and just say, look at this, look at this, what's this about?
I can't say I'm going to see that, because I normally spend the match day in the beer garden, 4 or 5 pints in, watch the match. I normally can't see past the penalty spot, and that's just a normal day, so I won't see the effort. That's just how it is. And I sit at the edge of the shed. And on a sunny day, if you've ever been in the shed, I sit in the corner of the shed, not in the shed, but I sit in the corner. And as the sun comes down, you can see nothing. You stand in the shed.
Yeah.
But you sit at the, it's just blinding. It's mad, it's just so, I was watching, I don't know what match I was watching, I could see someone else had the same issue, and I was like, oh yeah, those days are coming back, the old summer football, can see a thing. So add 7 or 8 points down on top of that sun. I don't know what would be going on. I don't even know when City score, to be honest.
And then you want to host the live radio show afterwards.
Yeah. Performing monkey. So someone on Instagram asked, who is Brunson? Brunson is Brunson O'Brien Whitmarsh, as he will now be known forevermore. Someone else on Insta wants to know, do we think now is the moment shit hits the fans? Shit hits the fan even. Shit hits the fan. Oh, I'm covered in shit. I just picture Colin Healy picking up and just throwing it at the fans. Down with you. Down with you. You're disgusting. Oh, do we now think? Do we think now is the moment?
That wasn't that funny.
That's the name of the pod anyway. A fan with shit.
Anyway, do we think now is the moment? Shit hits the fan with the crowds coming back. We kind of spoke about that. We think the first couple of matches are going to be fine, but then it may go on. Another request on Insta was, anyone in particular you could see us bringing in? Drennan and Kilduff are available. Munster Senior League lads are worth a shout, but maybe unwilling to join as they have jobs and their season is coming back. I don't think there's going to be any Munster Senior League players. I don't think they will. I think they're going to go say, I'm going to enjoy my football with, you know, Ringmahon or... I mean, there's a couple of Munster Senior players who are probably good enough to get into that team. Actually, there are some Munster Senior players who are good enough to get into that team. But do we think that they're going to... Do anyone think they're going to join?
No,
I wouldn't think so.
But he has to. Like what's Conor Ellis doing these days?
He packed up football and he is working... Oh, he's working for insurance. Is it an insurance company, possibly? There's a few, Mikey Drennan. Sure, we've been linked to him.
What are you going to pay him? You know, he's not going to come for 200 quid a week. So it has to be someone in Cork area, Munster.
None of those guys are going. They don't want to play for Cork.
Kilduff can't play anyway, isn't he? Doesn't he have some insurance payout or something? He can't. He's not going to come to Cork for 200 quid.
It's just like
he could come down as Darren Dilduff. That's not the same guy who's claiming insurance at the moment.
Wasn't that why Biscuits was at Cork City all that time? Because he got an insurance payout in England and he could never go back and play professional football again. So
allegedly.
No, but there's no alleged. That's why he remained at City, even though he was an outstanding goalkeeper. Because
he wouldn't have made it back. He was good, but he was League of Ireland standard.
Who was he with in England actually before he came over?
Newport, wasn't it? Wales?
Yes. Anyone else? So do we think of anyone else? I don't think.
I'd be looking at leaving fellas go more so than bringing fellas in. I mean,
but we can't even fit a bench, so we need players in.
No disrespect to him, but you might as well let Paul Hunt go, right? We don't need 3 senior goalkeepers. You might as well try and free up a bit of cash. And that's no disrespect to Paul Hunt. He's not getting on the bench. Corey Galvin was left go. You might as well leave Paul Hunt go.
Put a few fans in there. You might as well. Do you know what I mean?
Sell him.
No, hear me out. No. Like, charge €1,000. You get a place in the squad. At the end of the season, you can have a 99-person squad, can't you? Maybe 100 grand. We crack
that's
next year.
That's more than 100 grand, isn't it? Is that?
No. 99 players are €1,000. You're
to grow more when they take over our bank accounts.
There was one as well, a Twitter DM. Hi, Damien. Do you think if Colin wasn't the great player he was, that he would be under more pressure now with his current record? Also, is Brunson the new Fantana? Brunson's sticking and so is Brian Fontana, which I'm loving that. But do you think, lads, if he wasn't such a legend, that he would be under more pressure? I think he would.
Absolutely.
I think he'd be under absolutely shitloads of pressure.
Jesus.
Yeah. Do you think it's all down to his because he's an alleged deck?
Yeah, but he
or win?
No,
no,
I think like he comes across. Go on.
No,
Wayne. Wayne was talking.
No, I think it's because he carries himself very well. You know, he when he talks to you, listen. When he talks to you, he makes sense. I just think that his points of view and the way he wants to play, it will come to fruition when we get the right players in. He's just learning. We get those rubbish players out of the club next few weeks, we'll be flying again.
Okay. Declan?
Yeah, I'd agree. I think
I think if he wasn't such a legend, he probably would be under more pressure. I mean, every time you want to give out about him, you just think of that goal against St. Pat's or something, like, and you start smiling to yourself and you forget you were going to give out about him in the first place. Like,
Is that a bad thing that because you've got a player and he's an ex-legend, he gets more chances? Like, if you had someone who just came in who wasn't involved the club before, he's under far more pressure to get shit done faster.
I don't think
it's a bad thing then.
I don't think Healy feels pressure.
He did say he felt under pressure in an article by Graham Cummins this week.
No, did he say he felt the pressure, or there is pressure?
No, I think
there is pressure.
Yeah, feeling pressure and there is pressure is two different things.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
At the press conferences, a couple of times he's referenced the fact that there's always pressure associated with the Cork City job, but I don't recall him ever saying, I feel under pressure. And as Scott says, they're two completely different things, you know?
Oh, right.
He's all annoyed there in the corner.
In my humble opinion. Yeah, so look, I think he gets a bit more rope. But then, here's the thing. Neil Fenn won a league title here. He was, you know,
he's a bluffer. Stop.
And he got absolutely no league.
Because he was a bluffer in the story, like. He was too busy doing his flat whites instead of picking his team.
A couple of comments as well came in there saying, need to start new, hopefully with some improvement. We can do that properly and start everything again from scratch with new faces and new ideas in all departments. Padraig O'Driscoll wants us to press the reset button, which might be hard mid-season, but it's possibly something that might happen at the end of the season. You never know. And Alex, at Pete Botal, said, what's next? How does the turnaround start, or what needs to happen? I think we've probably discussed.
We said all that.
We've gone through a lot of that stuff. Last words, Declan.
I mean, I'm out of words. I'm just like,
what?
I think it's
you're out of words.
It's probably good that there's a break this week, because it allows people to get that whole Cove thing out of their system before they head into a Cabin Teely game. If the Cabin Teely game was this Friday night, I think there'd still be a much larger residue from that Cove game, Cove performance. So it's probably a good thing that there's no game this week, but they need to, like, Colin will only get so much rope, like, you know. And yes, he's going to get more because he is the legend, as that question pointed out. But there will come a point where everybody will turn.
Not this season. They won't. Not him. They won't. They can't keep changing managers. You can't.
I agree with you.
Mm. What do you do? Sackman, bring someone else in. Bring Stephen Henderson and bring Alan Reynolds in. The Iron Fist, you know. He needs a season to figure out what he's doing and give him a crack next season. If it's the same next season, then I'm sure he'll know himself.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'd be firmly of the opinion that by now he knows exactly what the issues are and what the problems are. And you presume then he knows how he's going to solve them long term as well. Problem is, we just have to wait and see if he can solve them long term. As I said, I'd be a big advocate in moving fellas on in the break. You know, guys who he sees have no future here, who won't be here next season or whatnot. Then I would just, like, and there would be a couple of guys who would be either in the first 11 or on the fringes of the first 11, I would include in that group. I'm just hoping he kind of goes, look, guys, if you can sort yourselves with a better deal or with another deal somewhere, feel free to do so.
For a man with no words, a lot of words, Decky.
It's going on forever.
They just kind of keep coming.
He's still going. Like,
still going. Just going to cut him off. Wayne, any last words, Wayne?
No, I just think, like, this 9:45 next week.
Yeah.
Give it a go. See what happens. Get back in the game next week. Win a game. Healy is the man to take us forward.
Yes.
Come on.
No last words from me. I'm happy to be here. Again, love the interaction from people, and it's great to have you listening. And do appreciate everyone that's donated to buy us coffee as well. We are buying Declan a new microphone from that. We do pay lots of money for stuff. So that's where all your coffee donations go. So I do appreciate everyone with that. We're back next week with it'll be a short pod again, because it'll just be kind of club news and also the review or preview of the upcoming game. So there's going to be no one-word answers from Dotaps, no MVP, but we will have a press conference.
Actually, maybe we could get them to do one-word reviews of the 9:45 slot on Friday night.
No, that's not a good idea.
Bad idea. No one will say anything.
Terrible
good
idea. That's an absolutely shocking idea. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Again, thanks to our sponsors, the Cork... Thank you to our sponsors of the episode. I'm scrolling up. The Cork Concerned Citizens. And we'll play out their ad again. Thank you very much. Adios, amigos.
Adios.
Adios.
Adios, adios, adios. Ciao, ciao.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Ciao bella. Ciao bella. Yeah. Sayonara. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Come here. Where did all the money go? Sure isn't your man Kerry on a huge wage out there now for being chairman? Does the cool fella still organise all the buses now for the teams? How many fuel cards do they have out there now? So come here to me. Aren't they due 1.5 million now when your man Chidoza, when the Nemo lad makes his debut for Ireland? Cork concerned citizens. We're not nosy. We're just concerned.
The Other Three Amigos podcast with Damien Sreenan, Wayne Mullins and Declan McCormack. Three lads, one podcast.